Hey guys, welcome to the studio today. We have Mad Max Johnson from J-Dog's Junk Removal and Hauling Clarkston. All right, so welcome to the studio, Max.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Of course.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
Excited about it. Nervous, hey, you know, but.
No nerves here. Hey, so talk about J-Dog's Hauling. That is veteran owned and operated, and that is a franchise founded by a veteran. Is that right?
That's right. Yes, it was. So it is a franchise network designed to give veterans and military family members opportunity to start their own business, and by extension, keep hiring veterans. The mission of J-Dog originally was to bring veteran unemployment down to less than 1% nationwide.
Wow.
So that's, you know, that's the goal. That's the mission. It might seem struggle, you know, to get there, but hey, that's what we're trying to do. And
yeah,
and that's what we believe in. And it was so it was founded by an Army veteran named Jerry Flanagan and his wife, Tracy Flanagan, out in Pennsylvania. This was their mission, you know.
Wow.
And we try to carry it out and spread across the country. So now we're in, I think, 30 states.
That's amazing.
And we have several right here in Michigan. So
that's awesome. Yeah. So with that being said, is it only veterans that are hired by J-Dog, or can anyone apply to work on your team?
Yeah, it's not a requirement for, you know, to be a veteran, you know, to be
part of the team.
Yeah, to be part of the team. but like I said, it's, you know, it's our mission, and I'm definitely give preference, although I'm not going to turn somebody away that's, you know, is hardworking. And,
yeah,
you know, I mean, it's a tough job, you know, we're the, heavy luggers, you know.
Yeah. I mean, and well, so I've used your service myself, and you have a great team, and you guys have a great work ethic, and I can definitely give a testimonial to your franchise specifically, because I've actually seen you guys in action. And so I appreciate, the extra mile that you guys go. I think it's awesome. So not every team member has to be a veteran, but is each franchise owner a veteran?
I think we're at somewhere around 90% are veterans themselves. But the idea was, you know, in a military family, the whole family is sacrificing along with their service member. It's, you know, it's not just about the person that's, you know, heading and deploying.
Right.
And the people that are back home supporting them, they deserve recognition. They deserve the opportunity too. So
absolutely.
So we have it's about giving that opportunity to the family members as well. I mean, imagine you know, that your child or spouse, you know, or parent that's been along and served basically along with you. That's the That's the opportunities open to them as well.
That's amazing. That's great.
It is, yeah.
I love that. So talk a little bit about the founder of the franchise.
So Jerry and his wife, Tracy, they started this, I think it was 2011. And he's very open about his story. What happened was he went into business for himself. He and his wife started a one of those party, like fun places type things for, you know,
like party supplies, balloons.
Well, no, like an event center, you know,
okay,
for the birthday parties for kids and things like that. So they had the, you know, where the adults can have a beverage, you know,
yeah,
in the same place, and
yes,
while their kids are out there having fun.
Okay.
But this was right at the downturn of the economy, 2008, when he opened. And then, that's the kind of thing that people stopped, you know, you start looking at your disposable income and your expenses, and that's one of the things that's cut first.
Yeah,
like, you know, I guess
entertainment.
And so he, you know, just devastated, you know, he started a business and had to close up shop. And then you know, so he gets online, he starts looking up what is economically resistant to downturns, or, you know, recession, and found junk removal is one in like the top five or something like that. And he said, well, you know, I came from the Army, you know, got out, and it really didn't have, now I'm kind of speculating, but I can kind of see the thought process here. What's my skill set and
sure.
how do I apply that to civilian life? And he's like, well, junk removal, I'm pretty sure I can do that. And Jerry's a big, strong guy. He did, you know, he says he did 1900 jobs by himself, you know, just showing up to a customer's house and moving that refrigerator, you know,
yeah.
solo. So, then, eventually, I think, Tracy gave him the franchising bug, you know, and said, you know, this has been great for us. It's given us an opportunity and why don't we share this with other veterans, try to, you know, raise a tide for vets across the country. So,
yeah, I think that's great. And the fact that he, kind of looked at his skill set and, you know, what he wanted to do and provide service to the community. I think that's awesome because that's hard work. And as you know, I've used your service repeatedly and I have multiple homes. And with also with my business, I have multiple homes. Yeah. And oftentimes I can't do everything by myself. You know what I mean? And you've been over to my properties and I'm just in awe of the fact that I always want to jump in and help you guys because I feel inspired by the work that you're doing while you're doing it because you guys are so prideful.
Yeah, we usually charge extra for that.
You're right.
You want to help, it's going to be extra.
Yeah, no, I'm not jumping in. I just let you guys do the thing. But I mean, it's pretty it's pretty inspiring because you guys are, which I think is a rare quality these days, you guys are pretty prideful in your work and it's hard work. And but also I think it's a great business because you guys are, like I said, you and your team, you guys are all, you know, in shape and you're pushing each other and you're, it's a lot of heavy lifting. And I know for the things that I've had you guys over to do, it's heavy lifting. So, you know, you can't do that by yourself. That takes teamwork. And I think that, coming from that military background, you guys, that's instilled in you guys, you know what I mean? And so, you know what teamwork looks like. And, I think that you make a great fit as a franchise owner for J-Dog because you have great leadership skills and you know how to pull a team together. I've watched you in action. I think it's really impressive. And like I said, I don't see a whole lot of community builders, you know, these days. It's rare for people to have like a, I do see community builders, but it's very rare to see that those leadership qualities like I see in you. And I think it's great. So congratulations on the leap into entrepreneurship within the franchise network.
Totally different experience than I, you know, I never thought I would go into business for myself. I just had no idea what that would look like for me. And, you know, as a kid growing up, I was not interested in business. You know?
Yeah.
but to go back to something that you said about the, you know, the veteran, you know, the skill sets is, it's fortunately things have changed so much for veterans over the last, you know, 30 years or something that it's become something where, veterans were struggling to find work to now you look on LinkedIn and people are looking for veterans.
Yeah.
You know,
I think it's awesome.
It's changed and it's I think a lot of the qualities that you just mentioned is the work ethic and the leadership that we're taught, you know, in that environment. And you know, there's a lot. It's attention to detail, you know, you coming up with a planning strategy, you know, things like this. That's there's a lot of skills there that are kind of behind the scenes that lead to success.
Right? Absolutely.
And so I've been in business almost 2 years and I don't know at what point, you know, business success will be apparent, you know,
different things mean different.
It's defined by everybody differently.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go.
But just being able to stay afloat and keep it going and continuing to serve the community and provide opportunities for, you know, particularly veterans that are transitioning out of the service. Looking for, you know, maybe it's something that they miss from the service, like the camaraderie, the brother and sisterhood that's, it's there. And when we build a team of vets, that's provided that, you know, is an easier transition. And it's not, you know, the heavy lifting. I don't look at it like, okay, I've got a great new hire and, you know, I need that person to be with me forever. That's not the philosophy,
right.
You know, I mean, it's like, give them a home for now,
yeah.
And let them grow. And, you know, I fully expect that in the future, it'll be, hey, I got another opportunity and good for you. Go for it.
Exactly.
You know? It's like, keep growing, you know,
I feel the same way about team members.
You can't do the heavy lifting forever. You
right.
know, it's so,
but I like the point that you made too. Like, it's not just about heavy lifting and, you know, the skill set doesn't end there. When you're running a team and you're part of a team, you look at all those other components, like,
right.
team building and, yeah. you know, skill set and whose strengths and weaknesses, like you carry right. each other in those ways.
Yeah,
like
right.
You're
yeah.
good at identifying those things on Absolutely. Your team. And I think that, you know, like to our point, a veteran is going to be an asset to any team just because of that skill set, that military, you
sure.
know, ingrained yeah. structure, you know?
Yeah.
I think that that's great. So oh. what are some of the things that you do with your team members to keep them motivated and inspired, because you're in shape, we're around the same age, if not the same age, I know that. And so, you know, it's hard as we get yeah. older, as we get more experience in sure. life to keep, you know, keep in shape and, like, you know, keep conditioning yourself. But, you know, you come from a disciplined background, so you haven't had a problem with that. What do you yeah. do to motivate team members?
Well, I'm still learning. Okay. So it's been almost, like I said, almost 2 years in business, and we've had some, you know, my first hire was a Marine vet first long-term hire was a Marine vet that was a retired teacher. He told me that, you know, I'd like to do some farming in the spring with a help a friend out, you know?
Yeah.
And then that led to, he ended up going full-time farming. And then had another Marine vet that much younger guy. He was in HVAC school at the time that, you know, same time he worked for us part time, basically, mm-hmm. but to his schedule so he could continue HVAC school. And I believe he's graduated and probably working in HVAC now, honestly.
Cool.
so with the turnover, building the team has been a struggle, right?
I feel it's, this.
you know, that happens everywhere.
Yeah. Turnover is not always bad either,
no,
because
it's
I like
yeah.
your take on it too, yeah. because you, while you know that you have everybody kind of temporarily, because mm-hmm. it may be a stepping stone for somebody, maybe it's a stepping stone for a college student, maybe it's a stepping stone for someone that's looking to get into their own franchise.
Right. Yeah.
But so I like your attitude. You're investing in the person while you have them and you're making it good. And you're
right.
providing them the mentorship that they need to go out with the new skill set.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. You hope so, of course.
Yeah. You know, so I just did a little self-check, you know, a week or so ago. And I was like, yeah, what have we done? What have I really done to give my crew thanks? Especially, we just worked a big a commercial demo job. I mean, it was big to us. We did a 3,000 square foot space that needed walls to come down and everything. And it was hard. It was multiple days working in the same spot, doing arguably harder work than normal. You know, remove some junk here, take a drive, and, you know, drop it off somewhere. And, you know, so it was a little extra strain. So
yeah.
I heard on the radio that the Tigers game got changed from a night game to a day game. And I was like, man, that's perfect, because everybody will be here. It's
yeah.
not after hours. Let's go to a Tigers game.
Perfect.
You know? So it was, I wouldn't say it was, you know, your typical team building exercise type
those
of thing.
Those are, though.
But it's the
yeah.
building the camaraderie and,
yeah.
and just getting to know each other, like each other, you know.
Well, on a personal level, and
yes,
I'm big on relationship building with my teams, and that's what, you know, my business is built on. And I always appreciate getting together for the camaraderie end of things, you know, right. like going to a Tigers game, a Lions game, anything like that, that's going to, you know, even bowling, anything, you know what I mean? Anything, volleyball game, something, anything that's going to bring some folks together and be able to bond over a good experience. Like that's
relax
where,
a
that's
bit
where it
too.
Happens. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Can I pause for a second?
Sure.
All right.
Yes.
I wanted to give you a gift, Mike.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So this is a, you know, I don't buy gift bags. I repurpose them, right?
Well,
so,
me too.
You know, right on the outside there, you know, you might, I know you're into dogs, so you might need that.
Yes.
And so on Fridays, we wear red. And this is, you know, as far as I know, J-Dog wide, everybody's wearing red. The reason for that is we remember everyone deployed. That's like, you know, our Friday honoring those, our troops abroad. So
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. I'll be proud to wear this. I'll be wearing it on Fridays.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool. I really appreciate that. I love that, that you guys have those traditions. That's very cool.
Oh yeah. Well, the military's very traditional, you know, there's lots of traditions. Every service has got their own, you know, and it's, so yeah, it's nice to bring a little tradition back into the veteran franchise.
Absolutely.
Know?
I know, you know, suicide rates are always high for men. And I know that within the veteran community, they're also pretty high. And that's, you know, that was something years ago that I started hearing more about. And I started doing the 22 challenge. Are you familiar with that? The push-ups.
Yep.
And so I still do that to this day.
You?
Yep. Yeah. I've been doing that since I found out about it. And, that's, you know, something always, on my mind and that I'm always looking to bring awareness to. And, I know that I'm sure you provide resources to anybody on your team or within the J-Dog family, you know,
It's definitely, it's an open, like, if you got something you need to talk about, let's talk about it. Because that's what, fortunately now I have two Marine vets and one that was a family member of a Marine. So it's like, I would hope that they recognize that that's why we've built this team is so, you know, you have
support.
Somebody in support during the workday even, you know. Whether or not you have it at home, or behind the scenes, but hey, you know, it's okay to bring it to work too.
Because yes.
That's want to be here for each other.
Exactly. You know? Well, so. And no one would know how to support somebody better than a peer. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that's
and
huge.
Certainly.
And within the, I think now more than ever, I think, you know, it's the stigma is kind of dissipating a bit from men in mental health, like just being able to, you know, bring some of these topics to the table.
Right.
It can be hard. They're tough topics to talk about and it's tough to open up, you know, and find someone that you can trust with that. So I think that it's really important in team building. And when you have a business like yours or mine or any business owner that has, you know, a group of folks that are making an impact on the community and come from, you know, especially a military background, that they have that support network. So that's huge.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I speaking for myself, I was very lucky. My service, you know, I'll be open and honest with anybody about it. It was, I came home very fortunate, right? And so I'd like to be the person that, you know, you feel comfortable talking to. Every veteran's got a different experience, you know, and a lot of times those are personal. And, you know, you mentioned it's the stigma is kind of coming down for men to talk about those things. I think that veterans have an even greater challenge overcoming the barrier to talking to somebody about the things because they've the relation, right? Somebody who's never been out there before relate, right? And then so they internalize it and hold it in. That's why, you know, we have the 22 a day, which actually I heard, you know, the statistic might be even
higher.
Greater.
Yeah.
Somewhere around, you know, maybe 40 a day. I mean, come on, we gotta put a stop to that, you know.
I agree.
And I'm not the one with the answers, but I'd hope that what we can provide is, a workplace that's friendly to that talking and working through it. And I mean, anyway.
No, an open door policy is the best policy. I think, obviously you're easy to talk to and, you have a very calming sense about you. And so that's good that you're approachable for any team member to, come through the door and know that the door is open to, maybe find resources through you, and if you're not the one to talk to, maybe you have a point person for that person to talk to.
Actually, I'm the one who's being educated by my guys about check out the VA, see what the VA has for you, because I've never really gone to the VA myself. So, the VFW, the resources that are out there at the VFW, it's my guys that are they're educating me about this kind of stuff. Yeah. I knew the VFW was there and the American Legion was there. I'm a member now of the American Legion post up here at the, on M15, there's resources out there and, I'm just hoping that as a team, we can find what's needed and direct to that need. So,
it's very important.
I'm no expert at it.
Yeah, nobody is, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But it's good to provide tools and resources to folks, and I love too that you're open to your team. Educating you on things, even though you're the owner.
All the time.
Yeah. A lot of times you find an owner or an employer that's not open to learning from their team. They're above that. Yeah. But I mean, I'm certainly not above that. I know you're not either. Yeah. And I think that that's great. So, I know that you have a great team, but I know you have a great family too. You have a wife and two beautiful kids. You have a son and a daughter. And your wife, you met, she was in the service, but you did not meet through the service.
She's actually a civilian. Yeah.
Okay.
She's works for the Army.
Got it.
She's not a contractor. She's an actual, DOD civilian employee. So, and when we met, she had just graduated college. She was on a cruise with her grandparents and her twin sister, celebrating their graduation.
Amazing.
Taking the summer off to, I know they went out to Arizona.
Explore.
Go hiking with their friends and everything. But yeah, we met on the cruise. I happened to be transitioning from boot camp and my damage control, they call it A school, or some might know it as, your technical training after boot camp. And I was waiting to, I had orders to go to Norfolk and a friend of mine was saying, hey, he had a date that backed out on him for this cruise. And he's like, you want to go along? Timing was perfect. I said, yeah, I'm on leave. Let's go. So, and then there they were, the twins, So, it was kind of a funny story. I mean, I actually sat next to Jen's twin and totally clammed up. Couldn't think of anything to say. This was on the pool deck before even the boat even,
dropped the harbor,
dropped the lines, from the pier. And we're sitting on the pool deck and, we noticed them. We went and sat down next to them intentionally and totally clammed up. And then, I think it was Michelle, her twin, who said, we're going to go change. Would you hold these seats for us? And I'm like, yeah,
right.
Absolutely. So they make fun of us because they came back and all our belongings were sitting on those two chairs.
Right.
Right. Like no one's going to sit there.
Yeah.
And and then we finally kind of broke the ice and started talking and actually asked Michelle to, somehow we got to talking about the club scene on the cruise ship that, go dancing or whatever.
Yeah.
And
the discos.
Yeah. I was trying to get Michelle to dance and she just not having it, just not interested, So I was like, well, Jen's kind of, moving a little bit.
And, they're identical twins. Is that right? Identical?
Yeah. Okay. Well, not by test, but I mean, it's clear. There's no doubt in my mind and anybody else's mind. They're identical.
Yes.
So, yeah. So asked Jen to dance and then the rest was history. So we ended up having like a first date while still on leave on vacation. But, you know, after we came into port after the cruise and then
stayed in
long
touch.
Distance relationship because she did come back to work and live in Troy and work at the tank plant or, you know, the tank plant in Warren, Michigan.
So are you both born and raised in Michigan then?
No, I was born and raised in Washington State.
Okay. And then you relocated to Michigan.
I did.
And then she just happened to live here also.
Yes.
Wow. So, okay. So no one had to move.
But
Nobody had to move.
We were dating long distance because I was stationed in Norfolk.
Okay.
She was, you know, living up here in Michigan. And I didn't really count, but I would say we probably spent a total of 10 days together before, I mean, you know, in each other's presence.
Right.
Before getting engaged.
Yeah.
And then we got engaged. And then I went on deployment, 6-month deployment. She's planning the wedding and everything with her twin, who was not happy about her twin getting married to some guy, some sailor that she barely knew.
Right.
You know? And that was 21 years ago.
Wow. So. Congratulations. 21 years. Yeah. That's awesome. So. And you have two kids now. And how old are they?
15 and 14.
15 and 14. Wow.
My son's 15. Daughter's 14.
That's an exciting age for parents.
Oh, yeah. My son started driver's ed yesterday.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I heard this is interesting that you say driver's ed because my assistant, we were talking about this the other day. My assistant had told me that you don't even have to take driver's training now. You can just get your permit online. Is that true?
I don't know. We're not going to go through that. They're
actually taking driver's training, your kids. Yeah. I was like, holy smokes.
I never even thought of that process.
You know, when I was in high school, and we're the same age, so I don't know if it was the same for you at your school, but our high school provided driver's training to us. We did it through the school in the summertime.
Like in the morning. Yeah. Oh, I went, I think it was in the mornings before classes started.
Okay. Ours was summertime. So in the summertime, they had a driver's ed teacher, and they provided that to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they took that away. Like that went away. And so then now you have to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, but they're still meeting at school. They meet after school, you know.
Okay.
And so I know today he's going to be out driving with the driver's ed instructor for the first time. So
are you confident?
when he was a young one, they had the, you know, the little motorized electric cars.
Yeah.
It was incredible how he'd mastered the spatial awareness.
Okay,
you know, like
wow.
He could turn the wheel and do everything, like turn when he needed to. He could back.
Parallel park.
He could back the thing up.
And,
And turn the wheel the right direction. And as far as like the physical control of the car, I'm not worried. And he's very conservative about it too. Like, I know he's, you know, I've taken him driving on the dirt roads a little bit, you know, but I want him to have as much experience as possible.
Sure.
before, you know, kind of
getting behind
him
the
out
wheel.
There
and no
out
exposure.
On the paved roads. And, you know, it's like, come on, give him as much. So, yeah, but he takes it very slow. He's very cautious. So.
That's good. That's a good sign. How about your daughter? Have you been taking her out for any kind of practice?
Yeah, should I say? I don't know.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I'll never tell.
A little bit. And she's good. She's
good. That's good.
Yeah.
I was pretty good too.
You know,
how
she's
are
such
you?
A responsible kid, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think she's a little less conservative. Like, I think she's picking up on the, I don't know, like what speed you should be at versus what speed do I feel comfortable at. You
right.
know? And so I don't know, but she's so responsible. Like, I feel like she'll probably do the majority of the driving. Honestly, my son is less than interested. So,
oh, hey, that's good too.
You know, he's just, you don't have to worry about, do I have to do driver's training now? You know, so
it's good to have though. Yeah. You know, some kid, you said he's 15, she's 14. Is that right?
Yeah.
I know folks that are 18 and on that still haven't done driver's training or got, you can just go get your license once you're 18. Isn't that
true? I don't know. I think you're right, but I don't know.
But no experience behind the wheel, which is scary because, you know, I'm on the road all the time and traffic's like my big pet peeve.
Well, you know, and you don't think about it now, but there's so much going on in a car.
Yeah.
Besides just, you know, the wheel and the pedals and, you know, and their mirrors.
Yeah. Cell phones.
Yeah. But I mean, beyond that, there's, you know, all the tech things in a car now at the, you know, when to turn signal, when to, how often to check your mirrors. And, you know, I mean, it's like,
well, those screens too. Like the new cars have the big tablet.
The nav screens and
The nav screen. Yeah. I call it a tablet. It's because it's fucking huge in my car.
Right. You know.
But
I mean, it's also simpler, you know, like you want to play your music and all you have to do is talk to it and say, instead of fiddling with the radio buttons, which obviously takes your eyes off the
Which is
road,
funny because, you know? I just bought a classic Mustang, a 66 Fastback.
No.
Yes. I'm going to take you for a spin. It's a beauty. And so I've been driving it around, you know, and it's nothing's, you know what I mean? Nothing's modern in there. Yeah. So it's original shit. Yeah. So I'm just like, wow. And I love the more simple times. So like, you know, everything is, it's the knobs and the, I'm just fascinated by everything right now. And everything's just chrome and beautiful. And like, there's no big screen and no Bluetooth and none of that stuff. And I'm really enjoying that right now. I'm going to take you for a spin, but I appreciate all that stuff about, you know, our era kind of coming up. And I mean, the modern conveniences in the vehicles are nice too, but fuck, everything breaks. You know what I mean? Like one glitch in the system and your whole thing's shut down.
Right. Right. Yeah.
It's, I just took on a new Jeep, and I've been driving a Jeep Wrangler for years. And, you know, every few years I get a new one 'cause I lease. And, this year I got the hybrid, which is like half electric and half gas or whatever. Yeah. And, that's a whole different scene. I'm like, this is interesting. And there's all, you know, new things to learn regarding that.
I have a Wrangler too.
Do you?
Yeah. It's like Honolulu blue.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's a manual, you know.
Nice.
It doesn't have all the bells and whistles.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The cool thing about Jeeps is that they're like timeless. You know what I mean? Right, like they don't change too often. Yeah. I was resistant to this hybrid. I did not want it.
Yeah.
My dealer text me and he asked me, you know, would you be interested in a hybrid? And my response was fuck no. And so I just wanted the old school. Yeah. The old school deal, but I held out for as long as I possibly could, and I was not finding what I wanted any other way. So it was like, get the hybrid or whatever. So I did, because I had the two Great Danes, and that Wrangler really works best for my lifestyle, because with the two Great Danes, and then, well, I'm down to one now, but I'll be having I'll be getting another one shortly. Mm-hmm. But I'm always at, with multiple homes and all the things I have to do for my business, I'm at like Costco all the time.
Right.
I'm at Menards and Home Depot, Lowe's, all those places. Yeah. And, you know, I need a vehicle that can, you know, fit the dogs and a nice haul.
Right.
You know, and then anything outside of that, I call J-Dog. Call you. Call Mad Max.
Hey, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
So, man, but back to that, back to J-Dog, you guys like cover everything. You guys got residential junk removal, commercial junk removal, light demolition and removal. And I didn't even know about the light demolition, because now I've got more work.
So
for
do you know what that means?
Do
most people know it when you say light demolition? Does that like ring a bell? Because before I started J-Dog, I'd have been like, light demolition. What does that
mean? I would think like taking down walls. Like,
okay.
If you were going to do a remodel in a house or something and you needed a wall blown out or something, you guys just take it down.
All right,
that light demo?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, helping a contractor prepare for a remodel, or a homeowner preparing for remodel, you know, so we'll gut kitchens, bathrooms, you know, take down sheds, remove hot tubs, decks. We've done, you know, we did a really large deck that was a couple of days worth of, and, you know, in that case, it was just, let's fill a dumpster, you know.
Right.
So, you know, the job doesn't require, or the franchise, it doesn't require, at least in Michigan, it doesn't require licenses. So, in demo. So, but we have to avoid like, the electrical and the plumbing and things
it.
Like that.
Okay.
But, or subcontract it, which is fine. I'm fine with, you know, coordinating a subcontractor to take care of those things. Yeah, we can take down walls and things like that, but, you know, I'm not going to mess with a structure, load-bearing walls, you know, for a standalone, like, dwelling.
Right.
You know, a small garage or something. Yeah, that's something we can do.
But, cool.
we're not, we're not blowing out walls.
You're not that, general maybe, contractors.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Right, I mean, exactly.
Not yet, you know. Right. I mean, maybe there's someday, a business someday there. Down the road, yeah, another business.
I could probably keep you in business with all my projects. I don't have anything too big, but I've got that moderate that, stuff. Sure. Yes, yeah. I'm looking to put at my residence that you guys were most recently at, I'm looking to turn that deck into a third bedroom.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So that's a job for Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially.
Well, we're not builders either.
Yeah, right now, I mean, right. Not yet.
It comes down easy.
Right.
You know.
Yes.
So,
but I see that in my future, but I know light demolition because I used to do that in my early teens too, with a buddy that I lived in a subdivision growing up and we did some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was always something like someone putting an addition on their house and just, you know what I mean?
You're sure.
Taking a sledgehammer to a wall and whatnot.
But. And the nice thing is if it's not too big of a project, I mean, we coordinate with a dumpster company that is fantastic. They're always on, you know, Johnny on the spot.
When, so you can bring them to site.
Deliver and remove the dumpster when needed. But in general, the smaller projects, it's, you know, we do the demo. We're done in a couple hours and it's hauled away.
Yeah, you guys nothing, are fast.
Nothing sitting on your driveway or your lawn, killing the lawn.
Yeah.
It's so that's a convenience for people that, you know, number one, save their own time, save their own headache.
Yeah.
People that are hesitant to work with those kind of tools, you know.
Especially too, so. For like my property, it's like over an acre and I have different things in different areas and it's hard, you know, like I'm by myself. And so it's like, I got to find somebody, you know, if you need an extra pair of hands, it's like, I don't have time to coordinate this. Well, and then, so like you guys take all the thinking out of it and that's great because like just that last project I was working on, I'm like, I got this over here, but this over here. Mm-hmm. And like, is that going to be a big deal? And you're like, we got this. And so, and that's like, takes, you know, just stress off my worry plate. And it never fails. Each time I have you guys come out, I'm like, why didn't I think of this? Because I have this in the house that needed to come out. And I'm like, so I got another. And I'm like,
and that's the other thing too, is people ask us all the time, well, do I need to have it out on the driveway or in the garage for you? It's like, no, that's what, you know, that's what we're, number one, we're insured liability. So your property's protected.
Right.
Your insurance is protected because we have our people covered.
Perfect.
You know, for a mishap, workman's comp and that kind of thing. So, I mean, there's certainly there's a lot of people that offer the services with their truck and trailer. I would ask, you know, if you're concerned, you know, do they have insurance and are their workers covered? And should something happen to property, you know, we've got that covered. So there's there's that aspect of it.
Yeah.
And then, so I said all that to say this, like we will go wherever it's located. You know, you've got a armoire up in the bedroom and
that's good to know.
We're going to, we provide all of that in, and that's included in our load fees. So
that's good because I had, I was helping my neighbor out, Sue, she's 82 years old and she had, you know, my Clarkston house, my Clarkson house is a smaller house, but it's peppered in with all those big $1 million houses. And she had one of the biggies, you know, that, that faces the park.
Oh, yeah.
And so when, after her husband passed away, I, you know, built a relationship with her to make sure that I could help her out with whatever she needed. And she had all that stuff, you know, like the, she ended up, I'm not sure if she, what service she used, but I remember that was a big stress for her because I'd go visit her. And she was like, how am I going to get all this out of here? You know, and then I think her kids helped facilitate like however all the stuff got removed. Yeah. But that's, you know, that's a good point to point out to listeners. Utilizing a service like JDog is that you can go upstairs and like get the armoire down you know, go into the house and you guys are all covered. Yeah. So that's, that can be an added stress for people that don't even know where to start, you know, and then they're thinking all that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, even if it's just manpower, like, for instance, say you're a real estate agent that wants to, you've got some staging materials that, you know, you're getting ready to prepare a house, but the furniture is laid out not quite the way you want it to take photos.
Right.
You know, now I just charge a minimum labor fee, right? But then it's kind of hourly beyond that. And we'll just, we'll move stuff around for you.
Yeah.
You know, or, okay, so you're moving and we don't do moving per se.
Right.
Like, because our, the stuff that, is placed on our trucks is, isn't meant to be insured. So that it's not in, covered under our policy.
Right.
But, you know, sometimes it might not be something, you got to have it moved, but it, it's not like it's a major loss if, you know, it gets a nick or something like that. So,
yeah.
I'll, as long as there is an understanding, we can help you move it from point A to point B within our territory. Right.
Yeah.
And then, but if you're moving out of state, you know, moving to another, you know, another territory, whatever, we have, we'll load your moving truck or we'll, you know, load your, mobile storage unit and, or, and unload it and place it into the house wherever you just point. We'll take it there.
Amazing. So. And I noticed that you mentioned, so you guys are very flexible and I know that you are great at, building relationships with your customer base because everyone in town uses you guys and everybody has great things to say. And so, I mean, that's really how I found my, aside from your amazing advertising and the shrink wrap on the vehicles, I've seen those, but then it was word of mouth throughout the community, you know, that I'm asking questions,
I'm glad it's
I've never heard bad feedback from anyone on you and your team or JDog, the franchise period. I've just heard good things. So that's great. And now you mentioned that you guys get rid of old hot tubs I don't have an old hot tub to get rid of, but I do want to get a new hot tub. And do you guys deliver? Is that something you guys do or?
So, yeah, that, I mean, depending on how it's packaged, we haven't done that before.
Okay.
And it makes me nervous. People have asked us to move hot tubs to, you know, to another location. They want to buy a used one. And I say, well, I don't know what's going to happen to that hot tub. Like, when we pick
in
it
transit.
Up and stress it and now, you know, potentially PVC piping cracking and now you have a big problem.
That's that a really good
I don't want to be responsible for.
Fair enough.
Now, if you got something that's, we'll deliver things that are packaged well. Like certainly if you have you don't have a truck, didn't want to bother renting something, but have something big to pick up from a big box store, you know,
Well, that's good to know too,
because
I can't get everything in a Wrangler. And so, and that was when I would usually just get, you know, some of the big box stores. Mm-hmm. I won't say all their names now, because now you got me thinking.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not plugging them without any kind of monetary compensation. No, just kidding. But, sometimes like I'll pick up like wall paneling and different things for the set for the studio. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I need something bigger than a Wrangler. Not the Wrangler accommodates a lot, but it's not, you know, you got one, so you know,
right.
But it has its limitations. Yeah. And, it's actually, I think more accommodating than a flatbed truck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your average, like a pickup truck. But yeah, so that's good to know that you guys, are available to make arrangements for pickups from big box.
Yeah.
Or large,
I mean, you know,
delivery.
It's probably not, I mean, it's, I don't see it as a service that'll happen often.
It's not
mainly
your
because
ideal,
if you right. were going to do that and you could rent one of those trucks for $20 for the day, you know,
you then, go for that. But here's the thing is that, not every place has the truck or van available.
Yeah, right.
And so I've run into that time and time again, because those are first come first serve.
Yeah.
So this is good information for me to know, because I often end up in that situation where I'll go there. And I mean, like, I got to be there at the crack of dawn, you know what I mean? To get one of those bad boys, because before you know it, they're gone. And then as, things have evolved, like since COVID, everything's crazy. And, I'll go And they're like, yeah, we don't have them anymore because someone took it for a joyride and rolled it, or someone stole it or did this or that. And so they're like, now we don't rent them out anymore. Mm-hmm. Or somebody put sugar in the gas tank of one of them once.
Oh my gosh.
And so now like, I mean, there's just all these crazy things that happen. So like in a pinch,
right.
I know that I wouldn't abuse that because it's not your primary service. But I mean, if you had like a lull. Right. I mean, of course.
But I mean, you know, the other advantages too. Sure. That big box store might, they'll use a forklift to put it in the back of the truck for you.
Right.
But you get it home and now what?
Right. Exactly.
So, you know,
because I had that happen too, where it was like, I would get deliveries for like my garage unit, my storage units. Yeah. And, you know, it's like they get it off on the forklift and then like I'm left by myself to like figure that out. I'm like, oh shit. It's like heavy steel cabinets and stuff like that. Not easy to move.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, I look at it as, okay. So I do get some questions about this. Like, you get people that, call and they think, how much can this possibly cost? Right. Well, if you think about it, it's concierge service, like to your front door, you're calling somebody that needs, you know, you just need a couple things gone. Right. And I totally get it for a customer who's like, how can it possibly cost that much to remove the stuff and dispose of it? You know, the garbage truck has a route that they go very efficiently and pick up all your neighbor's stuff in a week. And so that's why your garbage fee's not that much, right?
Right.
But you have a need that's, you have a specific time that you're going to be home, that you need us, you know, to show up, get the job done. And it's, you know, it's like that, it's like when you call for an electrician or a plumber.
Service call.
They're charging just for them to come to your door. You
right.
know? And it's kind of the same way because, you know, I have to direct the crew that obviously I got to pay for their, you know, driving time and there and back or to wherever is next. You know, it might be to the next customer's house if we have room on the trailer. But if you've taken up 3/4 of it, you know, I don't really have that whole bunch of extra space. Usually that's the time where it's like, well, okay, so now we need to go to the donation center first and then the scrapyard and that kind of stuff. So it's I don't mean to insult anybody, any customers or anything. It's just, but that's kind of the thing where we have to think about it's we make it as convenient for you as possible. That is that's the price that.
But I thought you had, I'm glad that you're talking about your rates because I thought you had fair, reasonable rates for what services you offer. Because like you said, it's a to your front door service. I mean, you schedule the appointment and then you show up and you know, it's not, and also too, like you guys, you know, put a lot of effort into the job. It's not like you're just coming. I mean, so many people that I've hired for different services with multiple homes coming in, they don't care. It's like, it's messy when they leave, they're stepping on this, tromping on that. They're just oblivious to, you know.
Yeah. Well, we always try to go that, you know, okay, cliche, the extra mile.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, we're always trying to find that, you know, did we leave the place looking like it? Done? Right.
Well, you
know,
when you guys have come out to my place, it looks better than it did before you got there.
So. Yeah, of course. So. Right.
So, I mean, that's your goal. And I think that you guys achieved that. I think that I don't know one person that would say otherwise. So that's good. I mean, I think that I think you have reasonable rates, but I think it's good to kind of explain to people because everybody wants a deal. Right. Of course, everybody does. And nobody wants to get ripped off. No one wants to get gouged either.
No, so, absolutely not.
Right. But you have to factor in. Yeah. It's just like, you know, when people have a small business, you have to factor in all of the, you know, the costs that go out and the effort and the labor. Yeah. And I think that when you have, I don't even mind paying a little bit extra for somebody that, you know, conducts business in a professional manner. You know what I mean? That shows up on time or even a little early
or at least communicates with you appropriately. Right.
I mean,
we're not always, you know, I've learned in the military, right? If you're not early, you're on.
That's me.
If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. And yes. If you're late, you're forgotten. Yep. Right? So we try that, you know, the best that we can. But things, you know, obviously throughout the day, they shift around a little bit. Or, you know, customer A wanted to add a little bit, you know, that we weren't informed of before.
Right.
Or, you know, it's like we go to the donation center and they're like, oh, my gosh, I can't. We can't take all this stuff.
Right.
You know, right now we're just too full. And so then we got to find another one. And so, yeah, you know, customer B might feel the effect of that a little bit, but we make it a point of communicating consistently and you know, I always apologize for being behind.
Yeah.
But there's some things that are just beyond our control in that case, but it's not to make excuses, but.
No, but that's every human in life, whether it's a business or your personal life, it's like there are setbacks that you're going to have to communicate with somebody on, and people just need to be a little understanding of that.
And I think that that's one of the things that you will see in talking to our customers is that they appreciate the communication that they got. You know, it's not like, yeah, we'll be there between, you know, 12 and 4 in the afternoon. And then it's 3:57 when we show up and you hadn't heard anything yet. Meanwhile, you could have been out doing your errands and have that done, but now it's, you know.
Oh, man, I am so glad you said this piece because that is the story of my life with anything that I have. Because, you know, I've been putting, like, my houses together for, like, since, like, 2019, and it is, like, that's the time frame. It'll be, like, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the time frame, and you never know. Right. And there's no communication on that. Yeah. And then, you know, so I definitely am someone that would appreciate like an isolated time. That's really good to know.
Yeah. I mean, the thing, you know, that I like to, that I've considered recently is, you know, we had some turnover and I had to, go recruiting, you know, and that's always fun. So, I heard a recommendation, you know, hire slow, right? So I invested some time in looking for people and noticed some of the other companies, their listings, their job position listings. And I'm like, man, that wage is really low. Like, are you getting quality people, you know?
Right.
And I'm trying to attract veterans who've, you know, that I can trust and that our customers can trust, right? I mean, that kind of comes along with a veteran label anyway.
Right.
But how am I going to attract veterans if I'm not paying
a reasonable
wage for the hard work that's being done? So I'm like, I'm going to just go above and beyond those, you know, those other listings for pay because I wanted to have, it's fairer all around, you know, it's fairer to the customer, the service we're offering. You're inviting us into your home. You need to have a certain level of trust, right? And expect from us the respect of your property and the things that we're taking out and that, you know, nothing should go missing.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, I hate to say it, but like that's the reality that we deal with. I had a customer last week. We removed two truckloads full of stuff. And, you know, it was mostly furniture. Just about everything was furniture or some other non-donatable stuff anyway. But I got a call on Friday and it was like, since you guys came out, we've noticed we're missing this box of electronics, you know, like cameras and things like that, you know? And I was like, wow, I'm terribly sorry to hear that, you know, I don't know what to tell you. We did not remove a box of electronics and I wasn't there the entire time. You know, I came in, did some work with the crew, had to run to an appointment. I came back and, you know, everything was already staged out on the driveway so that we staged it out on the driveway because my crew chief is very smart about like, we want to Tetris things in there so we can make the most, give the customer the most value.
Yeah.
Which is my, you know, like that's my thing too, is make sure that the customer gets the most value of the volume.
I've seen that in action. Yes.
And, I appreciate that. Load the truck that way.
Yeah.
So if it's all out on a driveway, now everything can go in. We can fit small stuff into the voids of, you know, the big things. Mm-hmm. And the customer's there, you know.
Yeah.
At that point. And anyway, I was like, I will ask the guys if they remember a box of electronics. And that's what I did. And nobody could recall, right? There was a lot of stuff that was still left in the house. You know, we weren't doing a total clean out. So it was kind of, I was a little concerned because how does this look, right? Obviously. And, but I'm confident, you know, I'm confident that the people that I have, you know, on our team, it's like, I've never given me any reason to question,
right?
You know, yeah, for one, like I said, two Marine vets and then a brother of a Marine vet, all of the same mindset, trustworthy people, you know, that, and that's why I've set the wages the way that I have. Cause I want that kind of a team. And it just felt good because honestly, I was worried about how it looked for my customer, but sure. I wasn't worried. I was like, I have
no confident question.
Yeah. That, you know, so all I asked my guys was, do you happen to remember a box of electronics? Did we pick it up, you know, by mistake? Nope. You know, all of them, each individually, nope. And so... Anyway,
well, this is a good story because it kind of leads into my next question.
But then Sunday, I got a call, very apologetic call. He was like, you don't owe me this, but I hope you can accept my apology. And I'm like, absolutely. I'm just glad you found your electronics. I mean, that's good news. You know, it did take a little weight off my shoulders.
Sure.
That's
really good though. But I mean, I'm sure because I was going to ask. You know, in any business, you kind of deal with, some different characters from time to time. And I'm sure there's people often looking to make some kind of insurance claim or something like that. Like, oh, a box of my electronics, not this guy, but, you know, hey, a box of really expensive equipment is missing and they want to make a claim on that. And like, you're the guy that was out there. So like, that's who it's coming towards. And sometimes that's,
we do a walkthrough with a customer first. Right.
Yeah.
And so like, my crew chief is like, there's cash on that dresser, put it away.
There you go.
Right. Yeah. You know, we see, it's like,
you want to protect yourself and your reputation.
If we pointed out at first, it's like, okay, you saw that I saw it.
Right.
You know, and are you going to accuse somebody of doing something after you know that I saw it and acknowledged it, right?
And that's so just smart to, acknowledge those things and go over it with the customer because you want a clean reputation.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, that happens. Yeah. I mean, you have, unfortunately, that's just the way it is that you're going to run into... people that are going to sometimes make false accusations. I'm not exempt from having that happen to me. Yeah. I had it happen. And, but if there's ever a misunderstanding, I'm never too big to accept an apology. Like I just want it cleared I want a clean name, just as much as you do. I get it. But that's, that's tough. When you face adversity and, on the end of somebody that might, give you a bad name or a bad reputation,
Sure.
So, but that's good that you guys have your things in place, your steps in place to be preventative of it.
Right.
That's good.
Well, our number one rule is there has to be an adult present.
Yeah,
right?
That's
good. We're not going to anybody's house where there isn't an adult present.
Right.
Unless it's totally vacant, obviously, but.
Gotcha.
Yeah. There's no, little Sarah's answering the door saying, oh yeah, mom and dad just wanted that, TV stand removed. Are they home? No. Sorry. We'll come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you guys you're recruiting right now too. You're always looking for good team members
at the moment. Honestly, I got to expect slow season to arrive.
So you're full.
We're good right now.
Cool.
I just brought, another Marine vet on and we're a good solid crew. Let's grow this one grow our team, internally a little bit as far as making it a team.
Cool.
And, right now I'm not actively recruiting.
Congratulations on that. That's huge.
Yeah.
I think that's a good place to be.
Great guy. All great guys, but
yeah.
Yeah. Really happy with a new hire. I'm like, this is awesome. This is a go.
Yeah. You know, so. And everyone kind of fits yeah. in. And
now, like I said, I feel like it's easy for me to step away.
Right.
Doug, my crew chief's got, you know, he's got a great leadership capability and I can just trust him to take it, man.
That's
awesome.
I
got to go to the next estimate or whatever.
Yeah.
But as far as bringing on more team members, I think we'll probably wait until we see how the winter is shaping up. And then if we need it, we need it. You know?
Yeah. But that's
the
awesome.
Nice thing is that if we do need extra help, you know, I have other franchisees in the area that we lean on each other, you know. We work together. So
well, I like that too. So, yeah, that's great in a franchise network that you guys have mm-hmm. that network to lean on. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed too, you guys, well, you're a huge community builder, and I think that's great. So community involvement, you guys do volunteer work at just a list of all these great places. And I just want to commend you for that. I mean, you guys do volunteer work at Oakland Hope, Disaster Relief at Work, Waterford Senior Center, Irreverent Warriors, United Veterans of Michigan, Waterford Area Chamber of Commerce, and Birmingham Bloomfield Chambers, Program Support, Independence Township, Parks and Rec, Seniors, and Waterford Senior Center. That's great. That's a huge list of multiple.
I have to be honest. Some of that is showing up and, you know, I mean, it's some promotion, right? You know, some... Like the disaster relief at work, we've helped unload trucks, you know, when they get things from across the state, you know, that they could use and repurpose. The Irreverent Warriors thing is, you know, we raised money during our grand opening for Irreverent Warriors, which is an organization that's about helping veterans, you know, getting them together for, they call it a silky hike where, everybody gets together wearing their Ranger panties or silkies.
Okay.
And it's like, they call it, you know, healing through humor.
Okay.
And, you know, but it's all, you have to be a veteran to do one of these walks.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, just to make connections and do that.
Relationship building, camaraderie and all those things. Yeah. Well, there's no better way to do that than community involvement. You know, I think that's awesome. Yeah. You guys have any community events coming up?
So we just did Taste of Clarkston, you know, so I mean, it was great for the Clarkston Chamber of Commerce to allow us to just have our beautifully obnoxious wrapped trucks on site for everybody to see. But also, you know, I was proud to be able to haul away the trash that it was, you know, accumulated for the event.
Oh, that's awesome. You did that? I wasn't in town. I was in Arizona. I was traveling, so I wasn't here for that.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, Danny, one of my guys, was with me and just helping to get the word out. You know, we had a booth set up, and so that was kind of I guess I was hauling away the trash as a contribution in kind, you know, because our presence anywhere is, you know, it's just
it's visible. Advertising.
It's visibility.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course.
So, really appreciate that.
Well,
that was
it's eye catching. The vehicles, the wraps on your vehicles are great. I notice it every time. I'm like, is that Max? But I'm never sure. You know what I mean? I can't see.
Yeah, that can be a disadvantage too. You know, it's like behave. You're driving you know.
So, I know because I have transportation network, so I have a lot of employees driving my vehicles. So I get it.
Yeah,
it's not me in all those cars.
Yeah. That's I mean, funny. Every now and then you make a mistake and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm driving the billboard. You
know? Right. Yeah.
And it's, it's unintentional, you know,
sure.
Everybody makes a mistake. Please forgive us.
I mean, every now and again, I see your middle finger fly out the window.
No, I'm just kidding.
kidding you. No.
So,
I think that's great. The community involvement's huge. And it's, like I said, you're very visible in the community. I think that's great. You have a great reputation. And, I think that, you know, your team's lucky to have a great leader and, leaders make leaders, obviously, like you're passing the torch on with your team and you're able to step back and give your team some autonomy and your guy that you just mentioned, your guy in the leadership role, he's stepping up and, you know, kind of doing the thing. Yeah. So that's great.
Yeah. So we do have, you know, Veterans Day coming up next month.
Yep.
So I can't believe it's the it's October. I don't know when this is going to air, but it's October already. So Veterans Day is coming up. We've got, believe, another speaking engagement for the American Legion, and then serving lunch for the veterans at the Waterford Senior Center. So,
cool. So you do speaking engagements too?
Well, I mean, not really a speaking engagement. Okay, I mean, I if they wanted me to say something, I'd be happy to. I think said something, you know, last year at a little share our story a little bit with with the veterans at the American Legion, and then but you know, at the Waterford Senior Center, we were Kevin and I, who Kevin moved to Arizona, he was a Marine vet, but we served lunch and it was fantastic.
Cool.
A little time to spend with the veterans, you know, some of them World War II Korea vets to hear their stories, and you know, it's enriching.
Yeah.
And happy to be part of the community that way
too. Absolutely. So, yeah. Now you guys have, I know you have your website, and you have social media. You have an Instagram, right? For J-Dog?
Yeah, I think it's just at J-Dog Junk Removal Clarkston. And then Facebook, you can find us. There's, you know, if you go to Facebook, you just put in J-Dog Junk Removal, and you're going to see there's, you know, at like every franchise but just search J-Dog Junk Removal Clarkston.
Got it.
And then our website is actually, you know, the corporate run website, but we have a landing page, so you can go right on to jdogjunkremoval.com. You know, search well, actually just put in your zip code, and you know, if you're within our territory, it will allow you to book service or call, and it'll forward your calls to us. So,
cool. That's awesome.
If you happen to be outside of our territory or in an unknown territory, it'll go to the nearest one. And I think we get an email like, would you like to reach out to this customer, even though they're out of your territory?
Right.
Kind of thing,
so you can take different, if someone's out of your territory, slightly, you can take those customers, or you would refer,
as long as it's not in another J-Dog owned territory.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Well, yeah, Max, it's been a pleasure having you here in the studio today.
Hey, man,
appreciate you taking the time.
I thank you for letting me share.
Of course.
Really, this is fantastic.
And wow, I'm blown away. Yeah. Thank you for this gift, because I'm a t-shirt guy. I love t-shirts and amazing t-shirt. So remember, everyone deployed red. And so we wear this on Fridays, is that right?
Yeah, you can remember everyone deployed every day. But you can wear the shirt
on Fridays. We wear red.
Yeah, that's the tradition.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is a great t-shirt, and I love the American flag on the right side, and then on the left, respect, integrity, and trust. I think that those are great words to live by.
Well, every service has got their, you know, their. What do you call it? They're core values, right? So that's the J-Dog core values.
And so we will put all your social media handles up on the episode, and your episode will air in October.
Okay.
So you're right on time. And so I appreciate you wearing your Lions jersey today. I got the Lions cap on. We just had a win last night. Victory.
I said I grew up in Washington State, right?
Yeah.
And we were playing the Seahawks last night.
Amazing.
But
what are the odds?
I wear my pride with pride.
Yes.
You know? So,
J-Dog and the D.
Been fun.
Yes.
And my dad and I got to go to the game last night.
So you were at the game last night.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it was fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was definitely in bed. You know, I have an early bedtime, so I was not at the game last night, but that's awesome.
So, I'm wearing the same clothes that I wore last night.
Amazing that you made it.
I mean, I did
it
shower and change my underwear, but you know, I've got the, I'm gonna wear it again.
Lion's pride.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Yeah. You shared a little story off camera about the jersey on the field. Just wrap that. Take us out with that.
They inducted Calvin Johnson into the, the Lions One Pride. I could be saying it wrong.
Right.
Now, but so his name and jersey number is up around the field now. And but they had, during halftime, they had his number out there on a, you know, black background, 81, kind of like, you know, they put the American flag out there, but this was, you know.
The jersey.
I mean, just that size, you know, from sideline to sideline. It was so cool.
So
and everybody
cool.
just honoring Calvin Johnson. I mean, I loved Calvin Johnson anyway, but I, you know, we're J Johnson. The Johnson family. So,
Max Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, it's fitting. We had to wear the jersey.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome that you got an opportunity to share that experience with your father. That's so cool.
Yeah. Well, he treated me. Well, that's I have to put it that way. Yeah. But he's, it was a great time.
Cool.
Great time to share. So
awesome. All right, Max, thanks again for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.
Another great episode. And for anybody looking to have anything hauled away or removed, reach out to Max at J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling Clarkston. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. That's a wrap.